Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's space sector is becoming an attractive destination for global investors. Speaking at the inauguration of Skyroot's Infinity Campus through video conference today, Mr. Modi highlighted that the government has undertaken several historic reforms in India's space sector. He said that the government has opened the space sector for private innovation, enabling startups and industry to work closely with the country's scientific ecosystem. PM Modi highlighted that in the coming years, the global space economy is set to grow manifold and will open tremendous new opportunities for young people of the country. President Draupadi Murmu, today speaking at the Chanakya Defense Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi, said that the Indian Armed Forces have exemplified professionalism and patriotism in guiding the sovereignty of the nation. She added that the recent success of Operation Sindoor is a defining moment in the country's counter-terror and deterrence strategy. The President emphasized that the world not only took note of India's military capability but also its moral clarity to act firmly yet responsibly in the pursuit of peace. President Draupadi Murmu is addressing the members of the Orissa Legislative Assembly this evening on the first day of winter session of the House, which started this morning. This is the first time when a president of India is speaking at the Orissa Assembly. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today said that India and Indonesia share civilizational ties which go back thousands of years. He said both nations are maritime neighbors sharing historical, cultural and civilizational linkages. These opening remarks were made by Mr. Singh during the third India-Indonesia Defense Ministers Dialogue in New Delhi. He said that today's dialogue serves as a testament to growing strength of both countries' defense cooperation, which is an important pillar of our cooperation. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has said that India's economy is estimated to grow at 6.6% in 2025-26. It noted that the goods and services tax GST reforms are likely to help cushion the country from the adverse impact of the 50% tariffs imposed by the US. Following the economic growth of 6.5% in fiscal year 2024-25, real GDP expanded by 7.8% in the first quarter of fiscal year 2025-26. The IMF said in a statement after its executive board completed an annual assessment for India. The curtains for this year's India International Trade Fair held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi will come down today. The theme of this year's fair was Ek Bharat Shrestha Bharat. The 14-day event showcased India's rich diversity across its states. Bihar, Maharashtra, Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh were the partner states for this year's edition, while Jharkhand was the focus state. Nearly 30 states and Indian territories and over 60 ministries participated in the fair. At the 56th edition of International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2025 today, Goa Chief Minister Pramod Sawant released a commemorative stamp in honor of legendary cinematographer and filmmaker K. Baikunth. Mr. Sawant said that K. Baikunth left a mark on Indian cinema even before Goa used to be associated with movies. On the occasion, Mr. Baikunth's 1977 documentary Goa Marches On was also screened. At least 55 people have been killed in a major fire engulfing public housing apartments in Hong Kong's Tai Po district, and more than 270 are still missing. Officials say the fire was under control in 4 out of 7 affected buildings, and they hope to quell the remaining blazes by the evening. An earthquake of magnitude 6.6 struck off the western coast of Sumatra Island, Indonesia today. According to the United States Geological Survey, the island is grappling with the natural disaster along with a tropical cyclone, which comes amid a period of severe weather challenges in Indonesia, which recently experienced floods and landslides in North Sumatra province, which led to the death of 28 people. Ahmedabad has been formally awarded hosting rights of the 2030 Commonwealth Games. The decision was approved by delegates from 74 Commonwealth nations at the General Assembly in Glasgow, United Kingdom. That's all in This news bulletin, namaskar.